Knights, dragons, princesses. It sounds like a fun romance, doesn't it? But in Edmund Spenser's epic English poem, The Fairy Queen, there's a lot more to romance than in a typical love story. Today on Homeschool Heartbeat, Dr. Jean Edward Veith discusses the way the meaning of love changed in the early Reformation.
Dr. Veith, not a lot of people read Edmund Spenser's story, The Fairy Queen, anymore. A lot of medieval stories involve knights and ladies and romance. What makes Spenser's ideals of love so special?
Well, in the Middle Ages, romantic love kind of happened apart from marriage. What Spenser did, he was a Protestant influenced by the Reformation, and what he did in his poetry was to bring romantic love into marriage. And he wrote a series of love poems called Amoretti, and they culminated in this wonderful Christian poem about marriage called Epithalamion. And then in his book, The Fairy Queen, he again shows a typical medieval romance, but it too leads to marriage. And it does so showing the couple facing real problems, lots of misunderstandings, lots of problems, lots of obstacles, lots of unfaithfulness. And yet, Spenser, in this great Christian allegory, shows that when the lady helps bring him to faith, we see their problems resolved, and is looking forward then to their marriage.
Well, Dr. Veith, thanks so much for sharing that with us. We can learn some great lessons from these old books. And until next time, I'm Mike Smith.
Want to take another look at this week's Aspects of Love? Visit homeschoolheartbeat.com and request our free Valentine's Day Literature Unit Study. And while you're there, check out other helpful resources from this week's guest, Dr. Jean Edward Veith. Again, our website is homeschoolheartbeat.com.